It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
Well, hey, y'all, and welcome to another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Our guest this evening is Ben Hanna from Heirloom Roses. Now, whether you love the modern hybrids, the old garden roses just like Grandma used to grow, or some of the beautiful English varieties that are available, Ben joins us this evening to talk about them all.
Chris, some of my very first old garden roses were purchased from Heirloom more than 20 years ago. So there's a special place in my heart for Heirloom Roses for sure. Now, I can't wait to talk to Ben to see what's going on there now, especially that special line of Easy Peasy Roses with Paul Zimmerman. We'll just see if we can't squeeze some details out of him tonight. Yep, Ben's in the virtual studio, and he'll be joining us in just a moment.
We'll be right back. There's more Rose Chat coming your way.
Hi, I'm Phil Paul with the American Rose Society. My family has been growing roses for some 50 years. My wife and I have grown roses across the United States for the last 25. There's nothing more breathtaking than a beautiful display of roses in full bloom.
No matter if you're an experienced rosarian or are just beginning your first rose garden, the American Rose Society is here to help. It's a tremendous resource for making your rose garden the envy of your neighborhood. There's even a rose photography contest for members to showcase the best of the best. Each member will be published in the American Rose magazine.
We invite you to become a part of one of America's oldest horticultural societies and the home of our national floral emblem.
For more information on becoming a member of the American Rose Society and on the rose photography contest, visit ars.org.
Welcome back to Rose Chat Podcast, sponsored by Haven Brand Soil Conditioners and SW Greenhouse.
Well, hey, Ben, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're so glad, too. And you know, with a word like heirloom in your name, your company must be rich with history. So share some history with us.
Sure. You know, we've been in business for 35 years, and our founders, John and Louise Clements, really started the business out of a small greenhouse behind their home in Medford, Oregon, with just a love for miniature roses. John was hybridizing and propagating miniatures, and it just grew into the business it is today. You know, approximately 15 years ago, John was traveling in Europe and met the David Austin people and was one of the first people to bring David Austin roses into the United States, and has really been an important part of our business since then. And John's hybrids that he has developed over the years have really proved to be great roses as well. So my wife and I are happy to be here, and it's exciting company to be with.
Well, now I hear all that history, and I'm wondering how you got started growing roses. Who inspired you?
My grandfather in Texas grew roses, and not professionally, just as a hobby. And my mom has stories of coming into the kitchen and finding all the things out of the refrigerator stacked on the counter and having big bouquets of roses in the refrigerator to keep them cool and nice. So I guess it's been handed down from generations.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, see, that would be a very good use of a refrigerator as far as I'm concerned. Now, when we go to your website, it's obvious that you have the old rose and you have the David Austin roses, but you have a whole lot more. Just tell us some of the different varieties that our listeners will find at Heirloom.
Sure. You know, we have a large selection of climbing roses, just some really great climbers that you probably won't find just in your local big box store or even your local garden center, some truly unique things. You know, we have a lot of just true English roses. So we have the Harkness collection of roses from England and just some great, great varieties there. Something I'm really excited about with all the crazy weather we've been having. It's just cold here, hot there. It just seems to be all over the place. But the Griffith Buck roses really are something that I think in all of this craziness make a lot of sense, being very winter hardy and drought tolerant.
Now I have a couple of those. Do you have quietness? Do you guys sell quietness?
We can. I don't know that if I can look at that right now to tell you if it's in stock,
yeah.
But
Okay. We'll have to look at that.
And, you know, we just have a whole gamut of roses. We actually have 3,500 different varieties of roses at our nursery, and about 1,500 of those are online and available for sale.
Well, you've just released your new website, and it is wonderful. It is so easy. I would encourage our listeners to go to heirloomroses.com. The website is just chock full of information, and it's just so easy to move around, and there's just roses you won't even believe that are there. It is a great website.
Did you say 3,500 different varieties?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is. I just have to get up off the floor. That is a lot of roses offered. That's incredible. I guess I hadn't clicked through all 3,500 of them, but you know, there's tons and tons out there, and I'd be hard pressed to pick one, but I find it.
So we have about half of those on our web. We have about half of those on our website. The other portion are still they're growing in our stock fields. We have about 20 acres of stock fields that just are mother plants that we propagate from, and so you'll be seeing things that you haven't seen in a while come back up onto the website, and old roses with a new introduction coming back, and just lots of good things.
That's awesome.
I can't
like to see that.
Oh, I can't either. I've loved old roses. It's one of the things that just kept me so interested in roses through the years. And one of the things that's been heartbreaking is to see so many of them to go out of commerce. So you are definitely talking to those who will be very excited to see you introduce some of the old ones again. Now, you sell own root roses. So why is that?
Yeah, so John was passionate about providing a high-quality rose. And so as he started the nursery, he was committed to having virus-free roses. And the only way to truly ensure that was to grow them on their own root. He had started that way with the miniatures, of course. They're grown on their own root, not grafted. But what he had tremendous success in growing all of the roses on their own root. You know, in the hybridizing process, they all start on their own root anyway. And we sell everything that is, it just does better that way. We think that it's more disease resistant, and it's certainly more winter and cold weather tolerant, meaning that if you get some freeze damage, they'll come back and they sucker from their roots. And what I like about own root roses, I think you just get such a much nicer plant. You have suckering from the bottom that comes up and just makes a nice shrub that has starts coming from many different places and is just a really healthy rose.
Living in the Midwest, we have just about every kind of weather that you can imagine. In the last 5 years, we've had 2 years of horrible drought. We've had the polar vortex. We've had snow galore. We've had deep winters. We've had mild winters. My own root roses, they've stood the test. They really are healthy, strong roses. So I would agree with you on that for sure.
They really do rejuvenate themselves.
Oh, yes. You don't have to worry about, you know, if there's some dieback, they're going to come back. Well, I saw something on your website called Alaska More Bloom. Now, there isn't a rose grower in the world that doesn't want more bloom. So that word got my attention. What is Alaska More Bloom?
So Alaska More Bloom is a fertilizer. It's an organic fertilizer, and it's primarily a mix of, it's 0-10-10. So it's going to stimulate root growth. And then that third norm, mm-hmm. you know, it's up, down, all around, we say, with those three numbers. So the first mm-hmm. number is promoting growth. Second number is promoting root development. And that third number in the mix is promoting that bloom. So, you know, we think that's a great thing to be using. It's organic. And certainly it's going to help out in those beautiful blooms.
Mm, great. Now, you mentioned organic, and many of our listeners are concerned about the environment and using organic fertilizers and sprays and trying to limit the chemicals that we use. What advice would you have for them on growing a little with fewer chemicals today?
Well, you know, I tell people when they ask about this, the most important step in growing great roses is to get off to a good start. And we do that with the proper pruning in the early spring. So as soon as your yard, you can see it from under the snow right now, get out there and prune those roses. Get them cleaned up. Get everything removed around the base that's got spores and problems. So the best way to stop diseases is just to prevent them to begin with. And then, you know, just keep a close eye on your roses. Don't overwater them. Don't baby them too much. I think a lot of times we create problems because we baby our roses along. So that would be two simple things to get going.
Yeah, that's real good advice, you know, not to go too crazy if you see a little something happening, but take care of it early. Now, talking
sure,
about
you know,
rose
a few – go ahead.
When we're talking about rose pests, we also talk about insects and that kind of thing. And I was wondering, how important do you think an integrated pest management system is, and what can we do about that?
Yeah, so at Heirloom, we don't use any pesticides on our roses. In the whole operation, mm-hmm. we rely totally on beneficial insects. We started mm-hmm. that program about 4 years ago, and we're fully into it. And it's something that we watch very, very closely. We're a very firm believer that the beneficial insects are the way to go. And it really proves out in the health of our plants. You'll see as people receive plants this year, I think they're healthier than they've ever been. So, you know, the just taking care of things from start to finish is really important. So all of those little bugs in there doing their job create a healthy plant.
When our listeners receive a bare root rose, what would you say the first thing they need to do to get it ready for planting would be?
Sure. So our roses don't come bare root. They cut their own root, but they are in a pot with soil, and we sell them two sizes.
Okay.
So we sell a 4-inch band in soil and then mm-hmm. a 1 gallon in soil. And the planting mm-hmm. is really pretty simple. We say, dig a hole that's 2 shovels wide by 1.5 deep. Put about a cup of bone meal in the bottom, mix that in. If you have some good organic cow manure or something you can mix into the hole, that's great. It gives that rose a nice fresh start. And then plant mm-hmm. it up. And we say plant it deep. Plant up on the canes a couple inches to really give that rose a good place to root. And then water it in well with some B1 vitamin and some Alaska fish fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty easy.
Now, Ben, I have a question.
It should be simple.
I've ordered roses from companies before, and the first time I received the bands in the mail was a little bit shocking. Can you kind of explain about how those are a little bit smaller and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so those are typically a one-year-old rose, and they're grown in bands, and those bands were developed by tree growers here in Oregon. And they're mm-hmm. developed to promote really healthy root systems. And so when you get a rose from us, it might seem small, but all of the growth that you're concerned about is in the roots. And so you're going to have 6 inches of roots coming out of the pot, and that rose will take off and grow like crazy. We tell people you're going to get 2 to 3 feet of growth the first year out of that plant, and by end of year two, it's going to be a substantially full-sized rose with blooms, and you'll get blooms the first year, of course.
So you say go ahead and plant it in the ground or plant it in a pot for the first year, or is it good to go in the ground?
We say to plant directly into the ground. And depending on your zone, if you're in a 5-6 zone and you're going to do a fall planting, you might want to put that into a pot and hold it over till the spring. But certainly mm-hmm. anything above that, it can go right into the ground and they're going to do fine. We see great success with that.
Great. Okay, now, Ben, before we let you go, we have something that we have to talk about, and that's the new Easy Peasy Roses that Paul introduced on our show a couple of weeks ago. So what more can you tell us about these roses?
Yeah, so Paul and I have a similar way we look at roses. It should be simple. And I really like what Paul's done with Easy Peasy, just his philosophy of roses are simple. You put them in the ground, you take some minimal care of them, do a few things, and they should grow and be healthy. And so in that same vein, we're committed to working with Paul and developing a line of Easy Peasy roses. Paul's been literally scouring the globe and finding some really great roses. We get shipments in from all over for stock plants that we're building up for him. And over the next 6 weeks, we're going to announce the first round of Easy Peasy roses. And these are roses that Paul has said, yep, I'll put my name on those. They're great roses. They're tremendously healthy and easy to grow, and I'll stand behind them. And Heirloom Roses will stand behind them as well with a one-year warranty. So we're really happy to work with Paul and look forward to many years of developing great roses to introduce and for everyday gardens.
That is good news to the rose world. We trust Paul and we trust Heirloom, and so we are so excited. Now, where will these introductions be made? Will it be your website? Will we see this on Facebook or social media?
You'll see it across social media, and then they'll point back to the Heirloom Roses website, and you'll have a specialized portion of the website that'll be, you'll see Paul on there and the Easy Peasy selection, and you'll be able to order right through there. And the same easy ordering as well as Easy Roses. We want you to be able to click an order and ship out within 3 days.
Well, it does sound easy peasy, so we're excited about that. Well, Ben, it's been so great to have you with us today, and we've just learned a ton, and we're excited about the new Easy Peasy. So thanks for giving us your time.
Thank you so much.
Now, friends, I want to encourage our listeners to go and visit the Heirloom Roses website. I can visit them on Facebook as well to learn more about this incredible collection of roses, including the new Easy Peasy Rose Collection that Paul Zimmerman's putting together. And once you're there, you're going to be able to view the entire collection of roses as well as a wealth of information on growing the world's most beloved flower. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.